Leah Delaria is a gay comic who describes herself as strong enough for a man, but made for a woman. A few years ago, she made a bit of TV history on the Arsenio Hall show when she became the first out-of-the-closet lesbian comic on late-night TV to do stand-up about being a lesbian. Now she has a new CD called Box Lunch, and she's co-starring in a New York Shakespeare Festival revival of the musical On the Town. The New York Times theater critic loved her performance and described her as an Ethel Merman with attitude who makes vulgarity a highly developed art. I spoke with Leah Delaria in 1993, and we played a clip from her Arsenio Hall performance in which she predicted what her mother's response to the show would be.
And I know exactly what she's going to say. She's going to go, why do you have to say you're a homosexual on national TV like that? Why do you have to do that? Why do you have to say that? I mean, everyone heard you. The neighbors heard you. The priests heard you. Everyone heard you. I can't believe, and it's bad enough you have to say you're a homosexual, but why do you have to call yourself a dyke? That's such an ugly, mean, nasty word, that word dyke. It's a terrible, nasty, mean, ugly word, that word dyke. I just hate that word. It's a terrible, nasty, mean, awful, ugly, terrible, ugly. Oh, wouldn't you rather be a nice lesbian? Lesbian, okay? I wouldn't. I can't call myself lesbian. I can't use that word. I hate that word. It's such a technical, clinical word, isn't it? It sounds like someone you call to repair things in your home, doesn't it? It's like, honey, the refrigerator's on the fritz. Ready to get the lesbian. I can't do it. And I won't call myself a homosexual either. Ugh, because that would be gross. It would be gross. I think of that word homosexual much like I think of the word Negro. You know what I mean? It's like, let's go down to the river and sing some old homosexual spirituals. Somewhere.
So listen, was your mother really upset about you saying you were a dyke on national TV? And was she even more upset by saying that you said that she was upset?
I warned her. I called her and told her I was going to say that. But you know, I have to tell you, Terry, I was raised in an Italian Catholic family, okay? Which makes it very difficult to be queer because Italians believe that, you know, not Italians, but Catholics believe that if you ignore something, it'll go away. It'll disappear, okay? So when I came out to my parents, you know, we did the whole, like, we did the screaming, the fighting, the yelling, the throwing things, you know, that Italians do, and then they just forgot about it, you know? So we would have to do it, like, every month, you know? It's like, I have to do it again and again and again and again. They keep bringing men home for me to, you know, strange men. They bring them into the house, you know, like, Leah, meet Bob. I'd be like, what is this? Remember that conversation we had last month? You throw a dinette through the window. You remember that? It's like, I am not interested in Bob, okay? So the whole dyke thing, we've been going through this for years. You know what I mean? And since I've been standing on stage for, what, 10, 11 years now, talking about being a lesbian, and a dyke is my word of choice, talking about that, my mom and dad have started to mellow into it a little bit more, you know?
When you started at the gay club.
Uh-huh. And Lancy Rose?
Yeah, and there were, you know, mimes and folk singers, and you come out... And you start doing your routine about menstruation and tampons and probably talking about sex a lot. Uh-huh. Were people offended at all by your, not only your material, but your kind of loud, you know, in-your-face style of performing?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, lesbians were used to, like, we're all women and we love one another, you know, and is life really grand? And I'm going, life isn't grand. Life sucks. And this is why, you know. And I tell them all the reasons. Because, you know, back then, I've changed quite a bit. I've been sober for about 3.5 years. And it's changed my comedy and the way I approach life and the way I approach comedy a little bit. But back then, I was the quintessential angry young woman, you know. I was 23 when I first walked out on stage, and I was really angry, and I was a punk. I had a bald head, and I had safety pins, and I was in their face. And these poor little lavender lesbians, they did not know what to do with me. So, yes, I offended them. It became, after I'd been at it for about 5 years, you know, there was a distinct line that was drawn, you know. I always like to think of the world as drawn into two camps, people who are pro-Sinatra and people who are anti-Sinatra, you know. So in the lesbian community, it was drawn into two camps. It was people who were pro-Leah and people who were anti-Leah for a really long time. They always, like, called me the bad girl of lesbian comedy. And that was kind of my thing. I was the one who was going to go out there with the foul mouth and just not care. And no sacred cow person. There are no sacred cows. And I would go out and tell them that. You know, so they were women that were really, really freaked by me. What I see has happened is in some ways I've melded with age. Of my anger, I've really, really started to look at the world through more of a sense, with more of a sense of humor. And
less
that's
anger.
One thing. And less anger. And what's happened is the community has gotten a lot angrier. So we've met somewhere in the middle. You know what I mean? With ACT UP and Queer Nation, if you can imagine, that's going down my anger some a little bit from where it was. With ACT UP and Queer Nation and my mellowing out a little bit, the community and has kind of caught up with my anger a little bit. My anger is backed up to be where theirs is. And now we're kind of all in the same place. There's still a lot of people that I offend. There are a lot of people that do not want me to use the F word. You know, they get really uptight when I use the F word. My stance on that is I'm a woman, and women are not supposed to say that word. We are supposed to look like perfect little ladies, and we're not supposed to scream, and we're not supposed to holler, and we're not supposed to sweat. So when I go out on stage and I'm screaming and I'm hollering and I'm sweating and I'm using that word, I am challenging what society says women are supposed to behave like. So that's why I do it.
Leah Delaria recorded in 1993. She has a new CD called Box Lunch, and she co-stars in the New York Shakespeare Festival revival of On the Town, which runs through this weekend.